MoneyWeb now on the money.
The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. I'm chatting with Tiller Kadikoi, managing partner at Leventine and Co. Tiller, appreciate the time today. Everyone looks at our currency. It's a volatile currency, and it responds to both local and global events, political, economic, and the like. And trying to pick a fair value in South Africa on the rand is almost like an Olympic sport. You've made a point that what we really want as a country is a stable rand, and the level almost becomes less important. We just want that stability.
True. So, as you know, since the election, there has been definitely a more positive outlook on South Africa, which has translated to a relatively speaking stronger rand, and though the volatility continues in the currency. Now, having an optimistic outlook on the country, then ending up with a currency that suddenly, let's say, appreciates 10, 15, maybe 20% against hard currency is not necessarily good for the outlook of a country and the economy. And that's maybe something that, you know, is worth discussing, looking at a deeper context.
It absolutely is. You know, I'm thinking of an exporter, a gold miner, and, you know, I mean, any of the miners, commodities is a big part of our economy. I might personally like 15 to the dollar so I can go visit the US. But our miners, our exporters don't like that. And the flip side is the importers don't want 22 to the dollar.
Yeah, you just hit the nail on the head. There's two aspects of it. Firstly, let's just touch base on what you talked about is the absolute exchange rate. What's important is you have to look at the value add of an economy. And if an economy is based on an income per capita of, let's say, $5,000 to $10,000, you can't expect that to double without the composition of the country's economy shifting. So without shifting to higher paying jobs, maybe from more into service industry or high value add manufacturing, you can't have income per capita increasing. You can maybe have more people in the job market, which is a positive thing, especially for South Africa. But you can't have that leak of economy because what happens, leak of income, because what happens then is the cost of products, manufacturing increases. Plus, like you said, exports become more expensive in the international market. The cost of manufacturing goes up. While on the flip side, of course, we're being very plain vanilla here, you start spending your money on cheaper imports. So the current account deficit in the country starts to widen. That is the first implication. Secondly, when you have a volatile, let's say your miner or your manufacturer, these people typically work with long-term contracts. Now, when you have a volatile currency, it's very difficult to pinpoint your price. Exchange rates are difficult to pinpoint and become more costly, like futures contracts. And also, the price of the rand goes up. And therefore, even a typical consumer with their mortgage will be impacted by the volatility of the currency. So rather than focusing on a stronger rand, one needs to consider much less volatile rand compared to hard currency.
I take your point. Absolutely. I mean, I know folks who are in the import business, and so they buy forward cover. It works, but it's a cost. And of course, forward cover is only for a limited amount of that forwardness. I mean, how do we get to a stable rand? I mean, is it, you mentioned politics up front. We've got the government of national unity or coalition government, whatever it is. We've got a bunch of parties in power now. Is that a, I would imagine, a good first step? There's some things we can't control, but there's some things we can.
You summed it up very well. And yes, the government of national unity is definitely the first step. So having consistent feedback from the government, input from the government is very important. Increase of FDI into the country, but not as, let's say, one would say, hot money into the bond market, but actually a direct foreign investment coming into the country. So these are the kind of, like you said, the things you can control. Of course, internationally, there's certain aspects you can't control. But from a domestic perspective, the longer term people can have an outlook on something, the more confident and they are on either investing or taking that position. If I know within parameters that the rand is going to be, let's say, 17 to 17.5% against the dollar for the foreseeable future, argument's sake, then as maybe a US manufacturing company, I am interested in building my African manufacturing hub in South Africa, for example, because I know that, okay, my dollar income is not going to shift too much. It's a strong currency, and therefore it has a huge impact on the country. And it starts, like you said, with politics.
And I like your point around hot money because we all watch, and in the note that you wrote recently, you spoke around inflows into our market. Most notably, we're seeing it into the bond market. We expect equity markets to follow, and we get all excited about that. But of course, that money can turn on a dime and leave, and it has been leaving for the last many years. It's that building of infrastructure, of buildings, of manufacturing plants, which is, it's here for long term.
Yeah, that's the sticky money. That's here for the long term. And that's real investment into the country. The bonds are for, I won't say opportunistic, but it's just like for all of our investments, people prefer them at the moment because of the liquidity in the market.
Yeah. And as soon as it turns, they will find somewhere else, the next hotspot, and abandon us in a minute.
Well, one thing also about South Africa
Yeah.
is the central bank policy. To be honest, as someone who's covered emerging markets for over 20 years, it's rarely in question the independence of a central bank and central bank policy, for example, through the Fed rate hike at the moment, but we've seen in the last year and a half, etc., compared to other emerging markets. South Africa hasn't got, it's been one of the preferred markets, let me say, for investors investing in local currency. So I would say that is another thing that South Africa has done comparatively well with other, let's say, markets deemed in the same basket.
Yeah, a great point, absolutely. And of course, the big one in the room, which hopefully we resolve next year, is the grey listing. We need to get off that as well. I suppose we are slowly ticking some boxes. Tiller Kadikoi, Managing Partner, Lieventhal & Co. Really appreciate the time today. That's our poll today, LinkedIn and Twitter. Interesting theory. And you always think, strong rand, but truthfully, stable. Makes sense. Just have a rand. I mean, pick a level, whatever level. Cheap is better, maybe. And can it stay there? Have your vote. Have your say. Do you prefer stable or stronger rands? LinkedIn and Twitter. The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.